This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold. Action is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the roof's on fire. I love the way he says that. What time is it? It's time for war! I love the way he does that. I should have just done it myself. I can do that. Except I give myself a hernia, so I'd rather not. It was a wild weekend. You know, I hate to pat myself on the back, but I've got a crystal ball. I told you there'd be violence. I told you there'd be mass protests. I told you the crazies would be out. I told you they promised a night of terror, and I said there'd be nights of terror, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. I told you that they'd go crazy, and the whole thing is so comical. At the same time, they're trying to have these communist show trials for January 6th, showing that we're the terrible group. This is all Saul Alinsky. Alinsky said, look in the mirror, whatever you do, whatever you are, blame the other guy. And at the same time, they're having these communist show trials trying to show that we're bad guys because what happened on January 6th at the Capitol, which is basically nothing. There was nothing on January 6th. At the same time, that is going on. They've melted down over abortion and the gun law that was overturned in New York State by the Supreme Court, and also voter ID on Friday, and then today, prayer, kneeling during a football game, before or after a football game. That was... the Supreme Court ruled that was okay, even though the school, I guess, suspended the coach and said you can't do it anymore. This is wonderful. I mean, we're 3-0. You know, God, guns, and abortion all ruled in our favor. And if you want to count the voter ID law, then it's 4 in our favor. And coming up in the next couple of days is going to be a ruling on climate change. That's going to be very, very important, and a ruling on immigration and the border that's going to be very, very important with the Supreme Court ruling on, what is it called, the return, I think it's called the return policy or the stay in Mexico policy. I think there's a couple of them I'm kind of mixing together, but basically they're ruling on whether it's okay to leave someone on the other side of the border, stay in Mexico, until your case is decided, adjudicated. And so if the Supreme Court were to rule our way on climate change and the border, we're going to be a big 5-0, and if you count voter ID, 6-0, and the liberals are going to lose their mind. And what was their whole point about January 6th? That, you know, this is the end of democracy. Republicans don't want democracy. Folks, they're out rioting in the streets. They're out trying to hurt people. They're out trying to burn churches to the ground. And they're screaming about how they want to end democracy and end the Supreme Court. Everything they've ever done, they looked in the mirror, they saw it, and they accused us of it on January 6th. And now it's so ironic that their hearings are going on at the very moment they're rioting and screaming and threatening America and threatening lives and burning down churches and pregnancy centers all over the United States. They've gone wild. This is an insurrection. What we did was not an insurrection. It was not a coup. They stole the election. That was the coup. That was the insurrection. We just responded in a peaceful way to a steal of our most precious thing, the election of a president and the ownership of the entire, basically the entire federal government for the next 4 years. And we had a peaceful response that we saw it and we're not going to let you get away with it. And they purposely turned that into a insurrection and a coup. And meanwhile, right now is an insurrection and a coup. You know, it's from every direction. Let me mention real quick something that has nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with the Supreme Court, but needs to be mentioned. There has been what looks to be a bad Amtrak accident derailment in Missouri. An Amtrak train hit a dump truck, and there are supposedly multiple fatalities. And, of course, you never know how right or wrong the initial reports are from the scene. Usually they're undercounted. Usually you hear, you know, like with the Vegas massacre, I remember even an hour into it, I turned on the media, and the media was saying 16 injured, and they didn't know of any deaths yet. And then a while later, it was kind of like two or three deaths and 18 injured. And at that very moment, police officers all over Las Vegas were calling me and telling me the real scoop, because they all listen to my show, and they love me, and they know I'm so pro-police. And they said, Wayne, it is 100 shot, hundreds, not 100, 100 shot, people lying all over the ground. There's got to be at least 50, maybe 100 dead. And it's got to be a terrorist attack. And this was what I was hearing, you know, minutes after it started, and then an hour later, and then even an hour and a half, 2 hours later, while the news media was saying two injured, you know, or actually 16 injured, I think was the first report, and like two dead. And so I knew that it was so much worse. So who knows? All I can tell you is they're saying multiple fatalities. So there are more than one person killed in this Amtrak derailment. Maybe it's 50, maybe it's 100, maybe it's two. We don't know yet. But it looks like pretty bad derailment. And so an Amtrak train hit a dump truck. And as we get more news on it, I'll let you know about it. Now let me jump back to the Supreme Court ruling. Or I should say Supreme Court rulings, three decisions in the last two Supreme Court days that are all on the side of conservatives, and liberals are losing their minds. The pop singer Pink, remember her? I haven't seen her for years. I didn't even know she still made music. She weighed in on the whole thing, and she went into a tirade. Let's be clear, she said. If you believe the government belongs in a woman's uterus, a gay person's business or marriage, or that racism is okay, then please, in the name of your Lord, never effing listen to my music. These are lowlives, okay? The people in Hollywood are low-class, oversexed, whore lowlives. That's what they all are. They're all involved in weird, kinky sex, orgies, and gang sex, and they're all strange people. And they're all involved in transsexual, transgender ideology, and their children. Jennifer Lopez's child just came out as transgender. It's the weirdest group of people that ever lived. They're all psychotic. They all need mental illness. They were all, you know, something's wrong with them. They all had traumatized childhoods, and they act out, and they became actors, and it's the only thing they could do. And you say, well, wow, is there something about a traumatic childhood that leads you to become a music star, a superstar, a celebrity? No, actually, you know, there's like 100,000 people a year that come to Hollywood thinking they're going to be stars, most of whom have tragic childhood background, something's wrong with them, mental illness, their mommy didn't love them, their daddy had sex with them, whatever the hell it was, they're all mentally disturbed. They come to Hollywood. How do I know? Because I lived in Hollywood 13 years. I lived in Malibu and the Hollywood Hills for 13 years. I was an actor. I was a game show host. I was a television host. And I met all these people, and I dated all these girls. And they're all nuts. Every one of them's nuts. I never met an actress who wasn't mentally ill. They're all nuts. And all they talk about 24 hours a day was how they were sexually brutalized as three-year-olds. And every one of them is just absolutely crazy. I don't know if any of this ever really happened or not. If it did, then I feel horrible for them. But did it happen? I have no idea. I have no idea. They talk about it all day long. It's all they talk about. And somehow it led them to go to Hollywood to try and be actresses. And it certainly doesn't make you a star. There's nothing about it, about being mentally ill, that makes you a star. It's that there's 100,000 a year that come to Hollywood to be a star, and one makes it out of 100,000. And that one does become a star, and some of them become superstars. But the other 99,999 never amount to anything, and they pump gas and wait tables and clean dishes for the rest of their lives. And so they're all just nutty people, and their whole life is liberalism. Don't ask me why. Everything's about social justice and transsexual justice. They're all crazy people. And maybe some of them have a reason to be crazy. Maybe they were abused as children. I think, personally, it sounds to me like they were all making up the story because they thought it sounded cool. Everyone thinks, because another person has an advantage, because they can complain that they were sexually abused at the age of three by mommy and daddy. So they think they've got to say it, too, to be one up on the next person in Hollywood. You know, so undoubtedly, some of them must have really had it happen, and undoubtedly some of them are just making it up. And just trying to compete for who can give the most tear-jerking story to a producer and get chosen to be a, you know, make $5 million to star in a movie. It's the weirdest group of people you've ever met in your life. And all I could tell you is you got to disregard everything they say. They're all crazy. But another victory today, high school football coach scores big win at the Supreme Court over a post-game prayer. The court ruled the school district violated Coach Joe Kennedy's First Amendment rights when he lost his job. I thought he was suspended, and they told him he can't do it anymore, but he actually lost his job over reciting a prayer on the 50-yard line after games. And the Supreme Court, in a 6-3 decision, said, no, you can't do that. You can't fire someone because they're after a game, they're taking a knee and saying a prayer to God. Joe Kennedy, a junior varsity head coach, varsity assistant coach with the Bremerton School District in Washington, 2008 to 2015. He began the practice of reciting a post-game prayer by himself, but eventually students started joining him, and according to court documents, this evolved into motivational speeches that included religious themes, and the school district told Kennedy to stop. And then notified the school he would resume the practice. Situation garnered media attention. Kennedy announced he would not stop. It raised security concerns. Number of people stormed the field in support, and basically it led to him being fired. Supreme Court said, can't do that. Nothing wrong with praying after a football game. It's not mandatory. And then also today, the New York Supreme Court, not the Supreme Court of the United States, the liberal New York Supreme Court strikes down New York City's voting rights for foreign nationals, meaning they were going to let illegal aliens vote in local New York City elections like school board and city council. Illegal aliens are going to be allowed to vote openly, and the New York Supreme Court shut it down. So we are just on a winning streak here with court victories. Thank God.
By government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LaBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrew for Congress.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Paid for by Government.com.
Have you heard?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. Hey, by the way, you know, when I was a kid, my favorite radio host, Howard Stern. And then he married this blonde bimbo who's hot as hell. And you know what happens to men who marry blonde bimbos who are big liberals in Hollywood? Well, you know, in order to keep getting laid, they just adopt the political views of the woman. Otherwise, they know they won't get sex anymore. So that's what happened clearly to Howard Stern. He doesn't believe he'll ever get laid again if he doesn't act like a complete liberal schmuck for his hot little blonde wife. So Howard Stern went from the most interesting guy on radio when I was a kid growing up. He's about 10 years older than me, I think. So when I was like, you know, 16, he was like 26, and he was a big hit on the radio in New York. He had the number one show in New York and the number one show in like 40 markets, 40 big cities. And I listened to him all the time, and I thought he was hilarious, and he was the voice of blue-collar, middle-class kids like me. And now he's become a Hollywood schmuck, and he believes in all the same stupid things as everybody in Hollywood. And someone told me that over the weekend, he was losing his mind on his show, which is on, what is it, Sirius XM? He was losing his mind about the Supreme Court decision on abortion. And he was saying all kinds of horrible things about the Supreme Court, and it should be dismantled, and it should be taken away, and there should be no more Supreme Court. You know, this is like coming exactly from his wife's mouth. And he's just scared of his wife, and he's got no gonads, and he's scared he's never going to have sex. She'll never give him sex again, you know, because he's a very unattractive guy, and she's gorgeous. So he probably, you know, is so lucky. He knows how lucky he is to have her. If he didn't have $1 billion, he'd never get her. And he'd never, ever have sex with her. So he's probably scared to death that she'll never have sex with him again if he doesn't have the same political views as her. It's so clear he's talking. What comes out of his mouth sounds like a dumb, ignorant, liberal Hollywood fool. And that's what his wife must be. And so he's adopted her views just like the guy on MSNBC. What's the former Republican congressman and he's got the morning show on MSNBC. Joe Scarborough. Is it Joe Scarborough? Yeah. Okay. Okay, Joe Scarborough, and his wife is the pretty blonde, and she's the daughter of Zebrinsky, I think it's pronounced, Mika Brzezinski. Her father was Jimmy Carter's national security advisor. So she's a big liberal Democrat, and he was a Republican congressman until he met her, and the two of them had sex, and then I think they got married. They're married now, right, husband and wife? And, you know, he's probably afraid she won't have sex with him anymore. So him and Howard Stern should get together and have a party together and tell the whole world how, you know, they've changed their views so they can continue to have sex with their hot blonde wives. And I'd like to have a debate with the two of them, but certainly I'm challenging Howard Stern right now. And anybody out there who has a an ability to get through to Howard Stern, please let him know. Wayne Allyn Root says, let's debate anytime, anywhere, on your show, on my show. In the middle of an auditorium in front of a college audience. I don't care where it is, when it is. I don't care if it's in New York. I don't care if it's in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand Arena. Let's have a debate, Howard Stern, because I was your biggest fan for 20 years, and now I hate you. You're a moron. You used to be funny. There's nothing funny about anything you do anymore. What you should be doing is entertaining people and making them laugh. And instead, you've become a big commie windbag. And so nobody thinks you're funny anymore, and your whole audience is gone. And you've turned off every middle-class guy that used to watch you 20, 30 years ago and listen to you 20, 30 years ago, both watch and listen. And we all think you're a schmuck now. So anytime you want, let's debate, because I've still got my middle-class balls and my sensibilities and my common sense. You've got no common sense, no gut instinct. You lost it all somehow in bed with your pretty blonde wife from Hollywood. What a moron. Anytime, anywhere, I'll debate Howard Stern. Make sure the world knows that. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. It's 100% insured. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And if you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. Howard Stern, you're a putz and a schmuck. Used to be the coolest guy in the world, and yes, you are a billionaire, or close to it. He's certainly close to a billionaire, if not already a billionaire. I believe he's gotten $1 billion in stock from Sirius Satellite Radio to do his show, but of course his audience dropped off dramatically, and then he started acting like a liberal schmuck, and I'm guessing the whole audience is gone. What's so funny is he makes so many crass, sexist, anti-female jokes that the only audience he ever had was blue-collar, middle-class males like me, 16 to maybe 26 years old. And somehow, some way, now he's become a total liberal, so the feminists hate him, and now all the male, middle-class conservatives like me hate him, so there's no one left for Howard Stern. Anytime you want to debate, Howard, you schmuck, I'm available.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least six people are dead and over two dozen are wounded after a person opened fire at a 4th of July parade in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park. Police are still searching for the suspect, who is still at large, and evidence of a firearm has been recovered. Highland Park Mayor Nancy Rotering is praising those who helped the victims and spectators.
I want to pause and thank the first responders who ran towards the danger to render aid during this active shooter situation. We saw individuals who responded selflessly and put themselves at risk to save others.
Police announcing they have a person of interest in the parade shooting, 22-year-old Robert E. Crimmel III. President Biden is hosting military families for a barbecue at the White House today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On fire. I'm reading all these emails, and all of you agree with my rant to end segment one. Howard Stern was ruined by his blonde wife. just completely ruined by his Hollywood blonde model actress wife. They sit and watch Rachel Maddow at life together, at night together, is what all my fans are telling me. I didn't even know that. I haven't listened to Howard Stern in 20 years, but I know he's gone from basically a raging, middle-class, common-sense conservative, and that's what he always seemed like to me when I listened to him as a kid growing up in New York, and I identified with him. He sounded like me. Everything he said sounded like things I was talking about. Now, he's a Hollywood liberal, you know, guy with his husband with his balls chopped off because his blonde wife's a big liberal and loves Rachel Maddow, so he's been converted. And I don't see how any... He's unlistenable. I don't see how anybody listens to him anymore. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment, Blake Clark, who's a man who's trying to save America. But Freedom Fest is coming to Las Vegas July 13th through 16th, the greatest libertarian show on earth. Over 2,000 freedom lovers, and actually it's usually closer to 3,000, are returning to Vegas on July 13th to 16th to meet with 300 of the biggest experts and politicians and stars of libertarian politics and Republican politics and conservative politics, talking about politics, culture, investing. Senator Rand Paul will be there to talk about his famous confrontations with Dr. Fauci. Keynote speaker John Cleese, the British comedian, will be there to talk about cancel culture. The MC is Kennedy, host of Fox Business, and financial legends Steve Forbes and Ben Stein and Art Laffer and Steve Moore will talk about how to survive hyperinflation and recession. And yes, the biggest debate of Freedom Fest, as it is every year, involves me, yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. Was the 2020 election stolen, and should Trump run again in 2024? It'll be live streamed to a million viewers on Fox Nation. And then there's another big debate on the legalization of drugs, and yours truly is the judge. It's Judge Wayne Allyn Root in charge of that debate. But I'm the star of the 2020 election. Is the 2020 election? Was it stolen, and should Trump run again in 2024? The sparks will fly. Be a part of 4 days of nonstop fun, film, entertainment, and debate at the Mirage Hotel and Casino. Use code ROOT50. To get $50 off the registration fee, or if you're a Vegas resident, register as a local to get an even bigger discount. Route 50. Go to freedomfest.com, freedomfest.com, or call 855-850-3733, 855-850-3733. Use the code Route 50 to get $50 off, or if you're a Vegas resident, register as a local and get an even bigger discount. So that's Freedom Fest, and then we've got our guest, Clay Clark, who is the organizer of the Reawaken America Tour with General Flynn and Eric Trump and some of the best conservative speakers in America. And he's the founder of several multi-million dollar companies in this so far capitalist country, host of the Thrive Time Show podcast. His website is thrivetimeshow.com. Clay Clark, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I am doing very well, brother. I really appreciate you carving out time to allow me to be here with you and your excellent listeners here, and hopefully we can drop some knowledge bombs today.
Yeah, and we got to get you to bring the Reawaken Tour to Las Vegas. I'm telling you, you'll get a packed crowd just off my show and me speaking. I've had, you know, I had four events in the last year or so, and I brought 5 to 10,000 people to the streets of Las Vegas each time. When I open my mouth, 5 to 10,000 people show up. Those are just my fans in Vegas. So you got to bring the Reawaken America Tour to Las Vegas. I'm trying to convince you to do that as soon as you can. So there we go. So anyway, let me mention...
I sincerely would love to do that. You know, what we're trying to do with the tour is trying to point out the topics that aren't discussed by the mainstream media, by and large, outside of programs like yourself. And, you know, you have something like monkeypox, where 15 months ago, folks, if you go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com, and you click on the monkeypox button, you'll see that the Nuclear Threat Initiative, which is an organization started by Ted Turner and funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. This organization prophesied or predicted or planned that the monkeypox outbreak would begin on May 15th of 2022. And that it would crescendo into June, and then you would start to see sort of a connection between climate change and the monkeypox, and you're going to see an escalation of this. Now, how did the Nuclear Threat Initiative correctly guessed that the monkeypox outbreak would begin? I mean, but this is the sort of stuff that's not discussed anywhere else, and that's why we're doing the Reawaken America Tour.
And my question is, did they also predict that it would be almost exclusively a disease of gay men and that it spread in gay clubs and gay baths? I wonder if they knew that, because that's not a Wayne Root comment. That's a CDC comment. The CDC just put out new warning, hysterical warning for Florida, because they're having pride events, gay pride all over Florida, gay parades and gay events and parties. And they were warning gay men, you've got to get monkeypox vaccines before all those events. So it's kind of interesting that this did not turn into, at least to this moment, monkeypox has nothing to do with the average person. It's not a mass pandemic. It just seems to be confined or so, or started and confined in the gay community. But I don't know, you know, where they ever predicted that date, May 20-something, but that is almost exactly the date that it started. That is for sure. Medical tyranny, a lot of bad stuff going on. And the CDC seems to agree that it's kind of a gay disease, like AIDS was. Seems to be, you know, in the gay community, which is kind of interesting.
Well, I'll send you a link to you so you can read this. But it shows you on this document written 15 months ago that on May 15th, the outbreak would begin, and there would be really no warnings or advisories. And then in June, it would kind of increase in size and scope. And then as we move through the months, they're going to determine that it's an engineered virus and that it's connected to it's connected to weather changes. And so what's happening right now is the World Health Organization, they are working around the clock nonstop to try to implement a one-world government health a program. They're looking for a global health program. What am I saying? I'm saying that the World Health Organization is trying to create a situation where that there's a problem that's so big, it's related to climate change, it's related to monkeypox, that can only be stopped by a one-world organization, a one-world government. Listen to Yuval Noah Harari, top advisor for Klaus Schwab, explaining what COVID-19 was all about. Listen to this.
Ideally, the response to COVID should be the establishment of a global healthcare system, a basic healthcare system for the entire human race. You know, lots of people, you mentioned populist leaders, they are very much in favor now of building walls and building fences on the borders.
So he starts talking, he's kind of mocking President Donald J. Trump for his common sense approach to keeping America's borders protected. And then he goes on, I want you to play one more brief sound clip. This is Yuval Noah Harari. And again, this isn't just some random person I'm picking out. His name is Yuval Noah Harari, the top advisor for the World Economic Forum, a man praised by Barack Obama, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates. Listen to this guy. Here we go.
Historian Yuval Harari has developed his vision of the future by studying the past. His Israeli roots are of crucial importance to the formation of his view of the future.
Well, I think that living in Israel and in the Middle East gives you a different perspective on the modern age and on technology in general.
Harari's story is catching. He effortlessly defines the connection between the past and the future, and explains what influence the development of technology has had on humanity.
Here it goes.
He's now using all of that knowledge to give us his vision for the future.
Here we go. Listen to this.
With especially the rise of brain-computer interfaces and biometric sensors and so forth, it is very likely that within, say, 50 years, people will literally be part of a network. All the bodies, all the brains would be connected together to a network, and you won't be able to survive if you're disconnected from the net, because your own body parts, your own immune system, perhaps depends on being constantly connected to the colony, to the
net. He just said that your own immune system would be connected. Listen one more time.
The net. Because your own body parts, your own immune system, perhaps depends on being constantly connected to the colony, to the network.
Unbelievable. And this is unbelievable. He says this stuff out loud.
Well, look, it's all about stealing elections. It was about stealing the 2020 election, which they could get mail-in balloting, and everyone would stay home, and fake ballots, no voter ID, and they would steal the election for Trump. And now it's about stealing the midterms. And by the way, one of the topics you and I on the list we could talk about is stealing the midterms. They're trying again to steal the midterms, and obviously, if COVID and monkeypox join together and form a gigantic monkey COVID pandemic. They'll try and make everyone stay home and be afraid of going to out to vote, and the whole election will be mail-in ballots, and they'll steal the midterms elections just like they stole the presidential election, don't you think?
You're 100% correct, and I want people to understand, these are, I mean, we are now recording here, we're doing this show today, you know, live, but I want people to understand, if you go to Google right now, or DuckDuckGo, and you type in monkeypox and click on news, right now, 1 hour ago, Washington, D.C. and New York, according to The Hill, decided, they announced they've already maxed out of monkeypox vaccines. They don't have any more.
Oh,
D.C., monkeypox vaccination filled within minutes. D.C. and New York are out of monkeypox vaccines. They're going on talking about how monkeypox is now it's teaming up with climate change. I'm reading actual headlines. It says here, the WHO, World Health Organization, explains the climate change link to monkeypox. Monkeypox garners attention only after it's, I mean, it goes on and on. So what we're seeing here is that a Boston Globe says climate change is increasing the spread of illnesses like monkeypox. They're trying to establish the grounds for having a one-world government that would be controlled through the healthcare system. And they have this guy named Dr.
Clay,
Ryan.
Clay, let me interrupt for a minute because we're going to a quick break. The music's on. The guests usually can't hear it, but the music's blaring in my ear and back home to all the listeners. And so stay on the phone. Hang out through the four-minute break. When we get back, we'll pick this up again. And I want to talk about the $200 billion that Joe Biden just committed to the world's biggest vaccine factory in the middle of Senegal, Africa. Can you imagine $200 billion to make vaccines 24 hours a day? Because, of course, everyone, they want to be vaccinated. We'll be right back. More with Clay Clark. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza, and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com.
By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Way down the route. Welcome back to Root. The Root. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all over these great United States by USA Radio Network. Clay Clark is my guest, organizer of the Reawaken America Tour with General Flynn and Eric Trump, founder of several multi-million-dollar companies, host of the Thrive Time Show podcast. The website is thrivetimeshow.com. Welcome back, Clay Clark.
I appreciate you allowing me to be here. And again, folks, I encourage you, go to time2freeamerica.com and you can see why you have, you know, Eric Trump and General Flynn and Mike Lindell and Donald J. Trump Jr. and all these great patriots on the same lineup at the same time. What's happening is they are gathering to expose election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud. I can't think of anything more raw and truth-telling than perhaps your show. It is an absolute great place to go to. And if you're going to Virginia Beach or if you want to go to Virginia Beach in July, again, all of our events, you can name your price. And we have just under 600 tickets now remaining. Virginia Beach in July. Get your tickets at time2freeamerica.com.
Now, I spoke at your San Diego event where you had about 3,000 people in the seats. How many tickets are there? You said 600 available, but how many people are coming to the Virginia Beach event?
I believe we just passed 4,500, and before I hopped on the show, the producer waved at me and said we had 600 tickets remaining. So there would have about 5,000 people here that will be gathering at the Rock Church, at the Rock Church Auditorium. About 6,500 people will be gathering at the Rock Church Auditorium in Virginia Beach. It's a spectacular venue. The lineup, I mean, we have Kash Patel, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Mike Lindell. You've got Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Zelenko, just a lot of Dr. Dave Martin. I mean, anybody that's been out there exposing the truth has been on the tour at this point. We've even had Bobby Kennedy Jr. on the tour. We had Jim Caviezel. I mean, it is a next-level event. That's why we reached out to you to ask you to join the lineup, and I really do appreciate you carving out time to join us out there in California.
Yeah, I just, you wanted me to join you in Virginia Beach too, and I wish I had. It's just I'm leaving for vacation next week, and I'm coming back on the 8th, so I would have to fly straight from the vacation, to Virginia Beach. It was just too difficult, to coordinate all that, or I would have been there. Believe me, I'm jealous. I'd like to be there. That's what a great event that's gonna be. Virginia Beach, known as a kind of retired military, right? Lots of Navy SEAL stationed there, lots of Navy there. So that'll be a great rocking crowd. I love it. You know what I'm wondering? Let's be real a little bit, you and I. So I assume, like me, you're very, very much anti the COVID vaccine. Not anti-vaccine, but anti the COVID vaccine. And know the dangers and the
amount of deaths piling up due to the COVID vaccine. You and I are on the same team on that, yes?
Yes, I would just say that inside those COVID-19 shots, there's RNA-modifying nanotechnology. And Dr. Robert Malone describes it himself as the COVID-19 shots as being the transition into transhumanism, and the World Economic Forum praises the mRNA modifying nanotechnology as being the transition into the transhumanism agenda.
Right. So when I hear your guests, you know, Dr. Judy, whatever her last name is, Minkowitz,
yeah.
And when I hear Dr. Zelenko and I hear Dr. Malone, all of them are like me and like you, understand how bad this COVID vaccine is and how many people are dying and injured from it. So I just wonder what Eric and Donald Trump Jr. say about it, because their father, who I'm a big fan of, who I'm a friend of, who's on my show all the time, but we disagree vehemently on one issue, the vaccine. And I'm just wondering, are the sons very anti-vaccine versus the father, who seems to love the vaccine?
Well,
are Trump boys against it?
I can just say this. I'm a guy who, behind the scenes, as well as on this show, I'm not a big opinion guy. And I don't have a problem with people that have opinions. I'm a heavy fact guy, you know? So I can say I have discussed what was inside the shots. I've shown Eric and others that the patents, so you can actually see what's in the shots. And by the way, if you're listening right now and you'd like to see the patents yourself for what's in the shots, just go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com/revelation. That's time2freeamerica.com/revelation. And when you go there, and I've shown those to everybody on the tour, and I let them draw their own conclusions. I just don't know why anybody would want to put RNA-modifying nanotechnology inside someone's body.
Listen, I know Donald Trump Jr. really well, and I've met Eric many times. I'd be willing to bet you both of them are very anti-vaccine, and they just disagree with their father about it, just like I do. I love the man, and I want him to be the next president, but I just disagree vehemently on the vaccine with him, and there's nothing I can do except to keep trying my best to hope he sees the light. So we'll see. But I'll be willing to bet you Donald Trump Jr. is on my team on that vaccine. So, look, this is all the Great Reset, and the question is, do you believe that we're going to win big in November, or do you believe that they're going to rig and that will offset our big victories, and maybe it won't be such a big win, maybe it could even be a loss, like 2018? Where do you think it's going?
I do know that in 1971, the World Economic Forum was founded by Klaus Schwab. In 1971, America got off the gold standard. Per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger, and per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger, Klaus Schwab started the World Economic Forum. I also know in 1971, abortion began, the sacrifice of babies to Baal. I also know in 1971, a comic book series. It sounds bizarre, but the Dark Side comic book series was started in 1971 that actually prophesied all this. So I know that we are living through the implementation of a 50-year plan. And I don't believe that the people planning the Great Reset thought that Roe versus Wade would be overturned. I don't believe they thought that. That's just my take. You know, I'm not a big opinion guy. All I know is that the mass sacrifice of babies to Baal is a big part of their plan, and now it's not really possible in many states because of the Roe versus Wade overturning. So I know their plan is to make where we never have a fair election.
Hey, Clay, we're up against the news break, and we just got to run. We're just out of time. I'm hearing a 10 count in my ear. So Clay Clark, he's got the Reawaken America Tour, Virginia Beach, July 8th to 9th, ThriveTimeShow.com. Go check it out. Thank you, Clay Clark.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.